we were out one day on the water, and the oil was so thick that you couldn't see into the water at all. It was black as night, and as far as we could see, the oil was laying on the surface. It was, for whatever reason, it was raw, untreated oil that had escaped the airplanes and escaped the treatment that BP has been doing with dispersants. But at any rate, it was a very, very eerie feeling, because the oil dampened on the waves, and there were obviously no birds in sight, because the you know, the oil either captured them or drove them away, and no fish moving around. And normally you could see deep into the water. You couldn't see even a half inch into the water. It's a very, very strange feeling to be out there on a boat and sitting in the middle of this. The odors are very strong as well.
I've heard that. I've heard that people even in the area are getting dizzy and being affected, but actually being out on it. Did you experience it? So you were out in a boat. Did you experience any of that? Did you begin to get lightheaded or feel any effect at all?
We actually had taken carbon filters with us, you know, the respirators that have a carbon canisters with them. And when the oil became heavy, I put one on, and that helped a little bit. But, you know, I came back after one trip where there was a lot of dispersants in the water, and my shirt had been exposed to the dispersants. And when I got back, I realized that the dispersants were so toxic and so powerful that they actually took the color out of my shirt. Where my sleeves were rolled up, the shirt was protected, but the rest of the shirt actually lost its color. So it tells you how powerful these chemicals are when you have that type of an exposure, and it does that kind of damage to the shirt.
Let me ask you about those dispersants. I'm not a scientist. On the one hand, I want to say it seems at some level like the dispersants are helping, but on another level, is it going to, in the end, make it more difficult to somehow clean this up, if that's even possible? And are they dangerous? What do you know?
Well, I think there's the use of dispersants is very controversial, and it should be. The chemical dispersant that they're using, the BP is using, is called Corexit, and it's a chemical that is designed to actually interfere with the relationship between water and oil. It allows oil to enter enter the water in a way that it normally would not, and so the oil is theoretically broken up, but actually it's dispersed into the water. That's why they call it a dispersant. It's in the water column,
right,
rather than on the surface. And it's a known toxic chemical. In fact, it's actually more toxic than the oil itself. The other thing that dispersants do that's problematic is that, you know, when they put booms up to protect marshes, dispersants, mm-hmm, because they take oil down into the water column, allow the oil to bypass the booms. So if oil is on the surface, it can be captured in a boom and retrieved. If it's mixed with dispersants, then that oil will go straight underneath the booms. And so the idea of protecting these coastlines with booms is really missing the point, that you've already dispersed the oil so that it's going to go under the boom.
Larry, let me understand this. Corexit, you say it allows the oil somehow to go under the booms. Does that mean that it dilutes it in a way that allows it to become subsurface? Or does it cause it to form into clumps? Or in other words, I'm trying to understand if it's more diluted and then able to, because of the atomic weight or whatever, be able to then be subsea, or what exactly does Corexit? I know there are a lot of secrets about this, so you might not know the answer. I'm certainly not sure I know the answer. Is that what it does, or how does it affect the oil, really?
Well, the spill that I was describing earlier, where all this raw oil was sitting on the surface, we returned to that site the next morning, and in the meantime, airplanes had flown over and sprayed this large oil slick with Corexit. And what we found was that the oil was down in the water column. You could see it down in the deep in the water. And in fact, we sent a deep diving camera down. We had a team of scientists out with us, and they went down 250 feet and could see the oil in water. It almost looks like I hate to use the comparison because it sounds like food, but if you look at oil and vinegar with the oil shaken up and you see little beads of oil floating in the vinegar, that's what you see when you look down into the water after Corexit has been applied.